Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on the air, give a call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Newark, New Jersey, December 4th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Beth Poland from Pittsburgh. How are you?
Hey, Pittsburgh. We were just there. Do you miss us?
I know. Yeah, you have to come back.
Well, Beth, what do you do in Pittsburgh?
I am a stay-at-home mom and also an editor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Do you try to edit your children?
No, I try not to.
Wise. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Beth. Now, Bill Curtis right here is going to perform for you in his deep, resonant voice three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I sure am. Thank you.
Here is your first limerick.
Hit reply and await what comes next. How does that make me feel? Well, perplexed. I commune with my shrink by small letters that blink. My therapy happens by...
text.
Right.
Text is right.
New services like BetterHelp and Talkspace provide unlimited talk therapy via text. You type in your problems and a licensed therapist is on the other end texting help right back. This is going to be great. The best part of this will be coming up with all the new text abbreviations we will need, like MMNLM, my mother never loved me, AHDTMYF for, and how does that make you feel? And of course, MMMMM, which stands for the therapist saying,
See, this Obamacare, man, is not working out. Not working out.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Here's a secret young dads like to keep, though spouses are likely to weep. We babies awake and make the walls shake. We're only pretending to...
sleep.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Oh, you say that with some bitterness.
Uh-oh.
According to a new survey, 56% of new fathers pretend to be asleep when their babies cry in the middle of the night, while 44% of new fathers know when they should lie to a survey.
Thank you.
When asked why they do this, the men said, I can't answer that now. Can't you see I'm asleep?
You know what men should do? They should just start crying, too, in the bed, like the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
That's one thing to be said for older fathers, because often the older father's schedule at night is the same as the baby.
That's right. Yeah.
Here is your last limerick.
We ladies should travel the stars. We won't gorge on fat foods and cigars. Our bodies are light, which is great for a flight. We're well-suited for going to...
Mars?
Right, Mars.
Yes.
A writer for Slate recently spent 4 months in a Mars simulator and has determined that women would be better able to cope with an expedition to Mars. The reasoning is women weigh less and therefore require less fuel for themselves in the spacecraft, meaning food supplies will last longer. They also smell better, which is important in preventing attacks by Martians.
When they get to Mars, there won't be any other women there because women are from Venus, I believe.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're going to be very popular when they get to Mars.
Bill, how did Beth do in our quiz?
Beth did 3-0. That's A-OK.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you, Beth. Say hello to Pittsburgh for me.
Thank you, I will.